Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode is kind of off the bat. I'm trying to make sure I stick to what I said, following through on what I say I'm going to do, and that is to have a podcast episode every single Sunday. We are cutting it fine this week, guys. We are cutting it fine because it is now 9:30 in the evening, which goes completely against all of my principles in regards to having a nighttime routine. However, right now, that is life, and that is kind of where I'm stemming from in regards to the contents of this podcast episode this week. But before we dive in, as per usual, if I could ask you guys to just take a second to like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, maybe leave a little comment, maybe share it on your stories, tag me, Lucy Warnock CBT, into your stories. If you do decide to share it to someone that you love. This podcast is so small and such a big pool of all the big fish, and I'm trying my best to get into as many ears as possible. It really does help this podcast grow. And if you see the value in what it is that I'm trying to share in this podcast and see the value in the content, it really does help to see that bit of support come back. And as per usual, guys, you always do show up. You always do like, share, and send me little messages off the back of episodes. And I love it every single week. It really does make my day. Because I've been doing this for a long time now. So to see that people are still listening genuinely means the world. And I have got a lot of exciting people coming onto the podcast lined up. As you can imagine, it's a busy time of year, so a lot of people are really hard to tie down. But the next 12 months for business and the podcast are all looking extremely exciting. So it's not just in store for me, it's also in store for you guys. And if, like I said, there's people in your life that you feel could benefit, make sure you're sending them our way. However, let's move into the podcast episode. So today, I would like to chat to you all about setting your values, setting your principles, and setting your standards. Why do I want to talk about this? Because a lot of people come to me with what it is that they want to achieve. Now, there's a misconception in regards to what it is that I teach, what it is that I educate, and how I help my clients. And it's completely understandable. I started my reputation from the fitness industry. My first transformation that people were drawn to was the physical one. And I've spoken about this on the podcast before, where because I'd lost so much weight, because I had made a complete transformation physically, because I'd cut all my hair off, I'd grown it back out again. I was looking healthier, younger than I was 5, 6, 7, even 10 years ago. And this is what drew people in initially. However, what people fail to realize, and which is the part that I've always sort of nailed, is that it wasn't the physical transformation that was actually the biggest change. The biggest change was the internal transformation. The version of myself that I have now become, and I'm still becoming, off the back of being part of the fitness industry and off the back of setting those physical goals for myself. Which is why, to this day, and it's something that I'm never going to change, is that movement and how you feel within your physical body, not just because of the psychological benefits in regards to how you feel, the way that you look, you know, the way that you're looking yourself in the mirror, this is obviously a huge part of it. However, most importantly, is it's a reflect. If your body isn't healthy, that is a reflection of the lack of health you have within yourself, your choices, the way that you view yourself, the value, the worth, all of these things. They kind of go hand in hand. And obviously there's then the psychological, the real science behind how your brain is working. And your brain requires a healthy body. It's all intertwined. Everything is connected within you. So it makes sense that going off of my experience, the physical transformations helped and aided the personal development that I was working on internally. It was never about winning a bodybuilding show. It was never about being seen as physically attractive. It was about feeling stronger. It was about feeling better. It was about no longer being a victim. It was about the overall personal development. And I have been asked for years if I would become a PT for other people, encouraged to be a physical coach online because of my physical transformation. And the answer has always remained the same: no. Because in my personal opinion, it's not as valuable, and it's not where my speciality lies. Yes, I became extremely unhealthy physically, but that is no comparison to how unhealthy I was within my mind, within my emotions. I was extremely toxic. I was extremely damaged. And I'm not saying that anyone listening to this is damaged. I'm saying that that's the only word that I can use. I was broken. I was in such a bad way within my emotions. I had no control. I was completely negative, and I had no hope to be anything other than what I was. And this is where, again, we are moving into the whole values, standards, and expectations for ourselves. Is that back then, my values and my standards and my expectations were so low. I had none. My value, it was literally pure survival. Pure survival after I had gone through the whole, I'd completely given up. I'd completely given up, and I wanted my heart to stop. I wanted to be unattractive. I wanted to be unseen, or if I was seen, it was because I was making a fool of myself, if I'm perfectly honest with you, but I didn't know any different. And I didn't ever believe that I was going to be anything other than a disappointment or a letdown or, you know, something not worth keeping. Whereas now, my values, my standards, and my expectations are above most other people's. And I recognize this so much more in the conversations that I have with people. And it's not about, I would actually say that, again, I've kind of gone for a full circle, whereas I feel like I kind of stick out like a sore thumb. When I speak to other people in my circle and just outside of my circle, that I view things differently, but it's because I now value myself so highly. And it's not a case of you as a person, and I'm going to speak directly to you. Pay attention to the values you have right now. What values do you stand by? What are your non-negotiables in regards to your values? What do you value? Do you value relationships? Do you value finances? Do you value your health? Do you value your physical body? Do you value your mind? Do you value knowledge? What do you value? What priority list do you have? And where do they all sit? In your value system, where does everything sit? And then you move on to your standards and your expectations. What standards are you setting in the way that you love yourself so that other people know how to love you too? What standards are you setting around your health and well-being, like the food that you're putting into your body, how you're hydrating yourself, the way that your sleep hygiene, the way that you are showing up around your finances and around your career? Are you, the standards that you're setting, are you just sitting around in a 9-to-5 because you feel like that's how you should be living because it's comfortable, but you actually hate your job and it makes you miserable? There's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. I think, I feel like people are going, again, the other side of the spectrum now, where it seems like completely taboo to be in a 9-to-5. It's not about being in a 9-to-5. It's about being in a 9-to-5 that you absolutely love, that you thrive off of. I know lots of people that live just a normal, like work like a, I don't know, basic job, cafes and stuff like that, but they absolutely love it. They love their job. And there's, that is the goal, setting standards that everything that you get out of life, you it brings you alive. And then your expectations. This is an important one. What expectations are you setting for yourself and for other people? Because it's not about being above other people, and it's not about if someone doesn't meet your expectation that that allows you to be a bell end towards them. It's about having your expectations. Now, people don't have to agree with your expectations. And this is, again, a very clear point to be making about all three of these areas. Your values, your standards, and your expectations do not need to be the same as anybody else. They're yours. This is your life. And provided that you come to each three of these with good intentions for yourself, so that you can show up better, happier, flourished, fulfilled, so you can then put more into others, it doesn't matter whether they're the same as anyone else's. And it doesn't matter if other people don't agree, because they've got their own. And it's not about then having the debate about which is better. I have debates about my expectations a lot, especially around relationships. I have a particular value and expectations when it comes to relationships that I would say is somewhat old-fashioned. And for a lot of people in our generation, this generation, my generation, and the younger generation, they see it as somewhat boring. But it's what makes me happy. I don't have to have anybody else's approval to live my life the way that I'm doing. Nor does anybody else have to see my way of doing it and agree. I don't expect them to agree. It's not their life, it's mine. So you need to be sitting and spending some time working out what your values, your standards, and your expectations are, but your beliefs as well. Beliefs is the final one, which I haven't been mentioning. What beliefs are you living by in your day-to-day life, specifically around yourself? What beliefs have you developed that aren't actually yours? Beliefs is a huge one. And I'll do a whole episode just on beliefs in the next couple of weeks. But your beliefs are not always yours. They've been taught, they've been passed down. You've sponged them up over the years in your younger generation, around your friends, school, parents, guardians, external family. You've sponged up beliefs from other people that are not actually your own. But because we don't bring awareness to it, you just live by that belief system, whether you agree with it or not. A classic example of this is, you know, if you've grown up with a family who don't have a lot of money, or you're around your family's maybe potentially slightly overweight and holding a particular amount of weight of their body, you could potentially believe that that's the only way that you can live, which is why then a lot of people have scarcity around money, and a lot of people have the limiting belief that they will never reach a physical transformation goal because it's in their quote-unquote DNA. It's in their build. That's just how they are. No, it doesn't work that way. It's because of your belief system. Yes, it's hard work. I'm not for a second saying that changing, you know, the status quo to what you've been, how you've been living in your family and in your dynamic is going to be easy. That's not easy. That's probably one of the most challenging things you'll go through, because it's set in stone. Like, it's not set in stone. It's set in your mind that it's not changeable. It's not possible. But it absolutely is possible if you take the necessary steps. But it all starts with that belief system. It all starts with the belief that you've developed around those areas. and the story you keep telling yourself that it's not possible, if you keep telling yourself it's not possible, you're never ever going to keep following through, because you've already set yourself up to fail before you've even started, before you've even tried. You've told yourself you've failed. Of course you're going to fail. Of course you're going to fail if you continuously tell yourself that you're going to do so. You're not even giving yourself a chance. But I can guarantee you, whichever venue of life that you want to change, whatever part of your life that you want to change that you do not feel is possible of changing, if you showed up every single day to be 1% better, it is impossible. It is impossible for you to stay in the same position as you are now, 1, 2, 3 years down the line. Impossible. Because you've taken the 1% chance on yourself to be better. That dominoes, that compounds. It's not about showing up like, so let's take the financial situation. It's not about suddenly getting yourself a big lavish job overnight and putting £1 million in the bank. That's not realistic. Of course that's not going to happen. But if you put a certain amount away every day to save, even if it's £1, if you were to put £1 away every single day, by the end of the year, you've made a saving. You are in a better position than you are now. It's the same if you did that for another year, and each time you're going to get yourself into a better financial position. Physically, if you showed up to a better nutrition, more water, better sleep, even if you don't want to go to the gym, cycle instead of taking the car places, regardless of the weather, walking instead of taking the bus, finding a form of movement that you enjoy that you can invest half an hour a day on, that's still half an hour or more a day than what you're doing right now. You are going to see the progress. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be straightforward. But so long as you live within the belief system, you're not even going to be doing that. You're not even going to take that 1% daily to move yourself slowly, progressively forward. And this is why going hand in hand within your expectations, your standards and your values, you get solid on what these look like. And this is not just a simple task, guys. I'm not telling you to listen to this podcast and just think about it. Write the fuckers down. I'm sorry that I'm swearing, and it's not common for me to do so on the podcast, but I'm really passionate about this. It's write them down. Actually write, bring awareness to what these things look like. Bring awareness to them. And so that each day you follow through on what it is that you want to be doing, how you want to be showing up for yourself, and how you expect others to be showing up. Until you get clear on that, until you're absolutely crystal clear, you're never going to change, because you're going to fall back into a default. You've not given yourself any instruction as to how you want to be better and how you want to change. So that's your homework from this podcast, guys. Go away, write out on a bit of paper, values, standards, expectations, beliefs. First bit of paper, write down what your current situation is. What values do you have that you shouldn't? What standards are low that need to be increased? What expectations do you have that are either setting you back, or you haven't got expectations for at all because you don't believe you're worth having an expectation? And then your beliefs. What beliefs have you currently got that keep holding you back? And then move to another sheet of paper and write down what it is that you know needs to be different. How do you want to show up differently in each of these areas? And I promise you, you follow through on those things, you're going to start acting differently. When you start acting differently, you're going to start feeling different. When you start feeling different, your behavior is going to be different. When your behaviors are different, you're going to see results in all areas. I started with a simple decision, a simple choice that things were going to change. And I just showed up every single day, regardless of whether it was hard, whether I wanted to do it, whether I was ill, no matter what people were telling me, no matter about my own limiting beliefs and my own lacking of expectations and standards, I showed up anyway. And as the time went, I started to reset all of this to become the version I am now and to keep progressively moving forward. So I hope you guys take this on board. Go away, live, learn, and love your life. Love yourself, and I promise you, it's going to come back tenfold. I will catch you all in the next episode. Lots of love.